Well, it's good to be saved. And I'm glad to know the Lord. Hallelujah. How many can say, I know him? And the best part of it is, he knows me too. Praise be to the Lord. He knows his children. I'll have you to turn here in a few minutes to a scripture. But I'd like to say this. God is calling to his people.
Amen.
God is calling to people to get them to come to him. He's wanting us to get ready, to get ready. You know why? Because the Lord's coming.
Amen.
And I want to be ready. Thank you, Lord. I know I've got a better place to go to. I know that I've been saved. And I let Jesus in my heart a long time ago. But you know what the Lord is doing? The Spirit of God is a-calling. He's dealing and drawing hearts unto him. Get ready. Get ready for eternity.
Right.
Get ready for heaven. How many could say, Brother Tommy, with all of my heart, I want to be ready.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. We don't have the promise of tomorrow. We really, really don't. We don't know what's around the curve, the next curve and last road. But oh, to be ready to meet God, our Maker. Children, I believe with all of my heart, the Lord is getting ready to come and take his church out of here. He's coming for the blood washed. He's coming for the redeemed. God is calling for people to get ready. He's calling us out of this modern day Egypt. I want you to know this is a part two of last week. Egypt, all through your Bible, is always a type of the world. Pharaoh is a type and a picture of Satan, the devil. Can I tell you that Egypt was a land full of idols? The people were serving many, many gods. That's all they knew. They didn't know the one and the only true God. The Israelites were stuck right there in the middle of Egypt as slaves. They were there for over 400 years, and they were ingrained in their very conscience with idol worship to false gods. Did you know before God can ever bring you to him, he's got to get you out of the place you're in?
Yes.
Praise be to the Lord. You see, you have to leave one place behind before you can go to another. You must come out of one condition and leave it behind before you can enter a new and a better way. Yes. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I was taught. I was raised in a Christian home. I was taught right from wrong. I was taught that it was a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I was taught that Jesus loved us so much, and God loved us, that he gave his only begotten son. He left the glory world and came down to mankind in this world. He went to a cross. Why did he go to the cross? He went there to pay sin's debt for us. He shed his blood there, nailed to the cross, and the blood came dripping down from the cross all the way down to the crown. How many could say, I know all about the blood, Brother Tommy? It's the blood that cleansed me of God's holy man. I'm glad that I know that he's real. He's alive and he's true. Holy Lord, holy Lord. The Bible said it's not his will that any perish, but all come to repentance. Mom and Daddy raised me. Honey, there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I was 18 years old when I quit going to church. I just quit going. I wouldn't go. Mom and Daddy would beg me to go. I wouldn't. Between that 2 years, 18 to 20 years of age, my life spiraled out of control. It was a going down. I was a going down. Drugs and alcohol and rock music. I was lost and away from God. My Lord, my Lord. Got in a place I did not even want to live. Why would I want to live? Oh, Lord in heaven, I tell you what, I went to a church one night and they began to sing about Jesus being the lighthouse that shines that light out over the sea and the ships that are tossed to and fro in the waves. They can see the light and be able to come to safety to shore. I made my way into an order that night and I said, God, I'm lost. Oh, Lord, I don't even want to live. The devil told me to take my life. The old suicide spirit said, you have nothing to live for. 2 years in the drugs and the sin. I tell you, I made my way to an order of prayer. Fell on my knees. I said, God, I don't know how to pray. I said, but if you will help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. How many in this world could be honest with God and say, Lord, I know that there's something missing in my life. I know that I need you. Do you realize that we've got a God that sits high in the heaven above on his throne? Do we realize that God created us for a purpose? We're here for a purpose, and that is to know him and to serve him. For 20 long years, I served the devil in sin. But can I tell you that night on bended knees, when I said, Jesus, I want you come in my heart. Can I tell you, he took the sin out. And that royal, precious blood of God's dear Son, it washed me and it cleansed me. How many in the house today can say, I know the blood of Jesus is real and it still flows and God still has mercy? Oh, hallelujah. Down on bended knees, he took the sin out and I was born again of the Spirit of God. And Jesus came into my heart. How many can say, I'm glad I opened my heart a long time ago and the Lord of glory walked in? I can tell you that he's real. Jesus is real and he's alive and he's truth. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Before you can leave one place behind and go to another, you've got to come out of one condition and leave it behind before you can enter a new and a better way. I remember when I first got saved, 20 years old, I knew my life was different. I was changed. The old things that I used to love, I didn't love them anymore. I had the boys. We always there's four of us that ran together. The one that owned the 1967 Chevelle. He pulled up there with two other boys, three of them. They honked the horn for me to come out and get in the car loaded with alcohol, loaded with the pills and the dope. I'd go out there and get in the car. We're going down the road drag racing, Brother Charles. I've been in the car when it went out of control, spinning like this. Off on the side of the road in a curve, spin around and ended up backwards into a ditch line. I've been in it when drag racing and running way, I don't know how fast. And the thing turned around in the lane, and there was another car just barely missed us. There was three people. My mommy was one, the driver of the car. He was his mother, and his sister-in-law had a dream that I was killed in a car wreck. Like I said, I was spiraling out of control. It's amazing what God will do to get us to see our condition. Sometimes he lets us fear. He brings things to shake us, to awake us, to get us to call on him and come to him. They told me, says, Tommy, we saw the car out of control. We saw it flipping. We heard the glass, all three. We heard the glass breaking, the metal crunching and a rolling. and said you was killed in the car wreck. Holy God of heaven, I'm telling you, the Lord wants to open our eyes to get us to see we need a change. I need the Lord in my heart and in my life. Oh, God of heaven. Had the boys that turned to me, high, traveling at a high rate of speed, said, Tommy, it was the lingo back then, Tommy, man, what's wrong with you? I was real quiet. You know why? God was after me. The Holy Ghost was dealing with me. Conviction was getting a hold of me. It was bringing a fear of God into my heart and my life. Holy Lord, oh God, don't you think that I didn't think about my soul? Mommy would stop me at the door. Oh God, I'd get ready to go out the door. Mommy'd say, honey, wait a minute. And I knew she'd do this over and over and over. That racing engine in that car out there, 396, 375 horsepower, headers on the thing that rocking the windows. Mama said, honey, wait. That boy's out to be out there on honking the horn. And I get right there at that door. She done it more than once. She said she'd go in there and get that big bad Bible of hers off of the coffee table and walk in into that door where I was at. And she would read me scriptures out of the Bible. Oh, she didn't know it. But she was a sowing God's seed down in my heart to get me to see that I needed the Lord. She'd read me that Bible. She said, honey, listen to this. She said, I can't go with you out there in the world. She said, your daddy and I have done our best to teach you right from wrong and to let you know that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. She said, honey, I can't go with you out there, but there's one that's got his all-seeing eye. And he sees everything that you're doing. And this is the part that got me. She wrapped her arm around me, hugged me, pulled me to her, kissed me on the cheek. She said, honey, I love you more than I could ever tell you I love you. She said, you know, if you get out there in a car wreck, you're going to go out lost and die. She said, you'll be like the rich man in hell. You'll lift up your eyes. She said, once you go into that place, you'll never ever come out of it. Hell is eternal. Raise your little hand and say, God, I'd rather go to heaven than anything in this world. Hallelujah. God gave me a choice. I had to make a decision. Will I run like this? Will I keep on living in sin? Lost without God? Without being saved? Crawl in that car. And the boys would say again, oh, Tommy man, what's wrong with you? You're awful quiet. I couldn't get away for the thought that I would die and go into a devil's hell. Mommy planted that seed in me. I tell you, I got to the place. This is where we need to get. I'm tired of being lost. I'm tired of not having any joy and any hope in this old world. I'm tired of the misery and the sin. I'm ready for a better life. I'm ready to serve Jesus. Hey, Lord, I make him Lord of my life. We've got to see our need. Oh, the Lord, come on, Jesus. I pull upon the heartstrings. Pull, dear Lord, upon the mind of man, woman, boy, and girl, and let them know that you love them. Shoo. Holy God. I went to church, and they was singing the Lighthouse. Jesus is the light. I looked up her to that altar. I never will forget this. It's the longest day I live. Honest, in my mind, I had a vision. I looked up her to that altar, and I saw Jesus, God's Son. with nail-scarred hands stretched to me. The tears literally was flowing down my face. Sister Anita, I was on an old wooden bench in that church. That church was built in 1916. I looked down and the tears was dripping off on that old wooden floor between my feet. I was visualizing I would see Jesus there calling me. And I was visualizing people said I was going to get killed in a car wreck. Whew. Lord, I'm miserable. I need help. I looked over there and it was just exactly like the Lord said, I'm calling you tonight. And if you'll come to me, and certainly I'll give you the peace and the joy you're looking for. Whew. Oh God. That devil told me, listen, he's got a voice. God's got a voice. The Spirit of God speaks and got a voice. But there's another voice. Look at it. You can see the results of the way people are living all across our land in this world. Satan is talking to people. The devil hopped on my shoulder that night and said, you're young yet. You're just 20 years old. It's only for old people. When you get up around 50 or 60, so that's the time you need to join the church and get into church. I looked up at that altar, and it was just like Jesus said, you don't have a promise of tomorrow. I'm calling you today, and if you'll come, I'll give you the joy and the peace you're looking for. I made up my mind. You know what the devil told me? He said, you can't live it. You can't live it. You ain't good enough. You can't live it. Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new.
Yeah.
Holy Lord, holy Lord. You can't live it. Well, look here. Next month, I'll be saved 52 years. Raise your little hand as you love him. You know why I could live it? Because I found a friend that's the best friend in my whole life. Oh, God. I found the best friend that anybody could ever have. Oh, holy Lord. Holy Lord. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a friend. Glory, glory, glory. I'd rather have him than anything in this old wide world. Oh, God. Can I tell you, he's sweet to the soul. Can I tell you, he loves you with an everlasting love. Oh, God, I can live it. I can walk in freedom. When I nailed it out all over, this old drug addict went down in darkness and misery, bound in chains. The devil said, you can't do it. You can't live it. When I got up, I gave my heart to Jesus. When I got up, I felt lighter than a feather. Raise your little hand. I grabbed mommy. I hugged daddy. I reached back and hugged mommy. I hugged daddy. I hugged everybody in that house. Jesus made me brand new. He did for me what I cannot do. Lord, you cannot straighten your life out. You cannot pick yourself up by your own bootstraps. No. But if you give your heart to Jesus, he can change you. He can lift you. He can save you and put joy down in your soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's real. He's real. He's real. Oh, God. Was that devil mad when I got saved?
Yeah,
he's madder than a hornet. He was. He was tore all to pieces.
I lost one.
I lost him. But I'm going to try to get him back.
That won't work.
Listen. The Lord allows things. He'll even give you dreams. He'll stir you. He'll send people to you to witness to you. to get you to see on the inside, to stay with God, serve Him, The Lord had, He gave me a dream 5 minutes before I woke up. It was 5 minutes to 11. I had to get up at 11 p.m. I was working midnight turn. 5 minutes before I woke up, the Lord gave me a dream. He knew that the boys would be back up there in that 67 Chevelle. Yep. He knew that they would come back to my house, honk the horn, and get me to go out and talk to them. Holy God, listen to this. I wasn't going to go this route, children.
Oh, God.
In that dream, I was in Huntington, West Virginia on 8th Street, where River Park starts. I was on the sidewalk. Here come that midnight blue Chevelle, Krager Mags, a racing engine. It downshifted, the driver did. Vroom, 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 vroom. They rolled her windows down and said, "Tommy, man, come on, get in the car." And all of a sudden, Sister Anita, there was a storm that came. All of a sudden, the sky turned dark and black, and the wind picked up. Those big trees around Ritter Park, if you've ever been around them, they're big trees. All of a sudden, when they was a honk of the horn, that wind picked me up and blew me into top of one of those trees, and I was a holding on for dear life. It was a going back. The storm was rocking the whole tree, the wind, and I was a holding on for dear life, not to be blowed over and taken out. Soon as I had that, I woke up. The alarm clock woke me up. Ring. God said, "They'll be back to visit you. Don't you get in the car with them." Don't get in the car with them. Shut up. Sister Anita, I knew I was saved. I knew it. I was just a young babe in Christ. I had to learn how to resist the devil. I had to learn what was bad, what was wrong, what would lead me in the wrong way. Right. God was instilling within my spirit a fear to reverence Him so I could stay saved. Here they come down in the driveway, blowing the horn, You know what God told me to do? I said, "Go out there and tell them to turn the engine off." Now, this is a breakaway. You have to make up your mind. I want out. Out. I felt Him right here. Raise your hand. I want out. My Lord, I want to be with God. Holy, 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 holy. I want to stay out. I want to stay free. I went out to that driver. I said, "Doug," I said, "turn the engine off on that car." I knew I had to break away and let them know. Shoo. They looked at one another. "What's he telling us to shut the engine off for?" "We're packed up and ready to go." I said, "Serious, Doug, turn the engine off." I said, "I want you and David and Robert Dale." I said, "I want you all to come in here." At that time, I lived at home. I wasn't married. Lived with Mom and Dad. There was a breezeway right there. It was open. It was bricked up so far. It was open there to where Dad parked his car. And listen, it was just getting late enough, dark enough, that the stars were starting to come up in the sky and starting to glow and twinkle. I said, "Boys, come in here a minute." They looked at one of them. They didn't say nothing. They come over there just like I asked them to do. I said, "Boys, sit down here with me." I got down. Like this. Leaned against the wall. There's a couple of them on one side and one on the other side. They just look at him. "What is wrong with him?" And I said, I'll never forget this. Thank you, Lord. God gave me something. The very one that created the stars and put them in the sky saved me. I said, "Boys," I said, "look up in that sky." Here they was, they looking up. I don't know if they thought they was, I was trying to tell them there's a plane going over or what. I said, "Do you all see the stars a-twinkling?" They said, "Yeah." I said, "God, that put them in the sky I said, He saved me Sunday night, boys. Jesus saved me Sunday night, boys. Hey, raise your hand and praise Him. I tell you, if you know Him, if you have Him, you'll see what kind of good creator He is. God is really real. Did they stop? They left and He come back again right that driveway. Honking the horn. Hey, Lord, I went out there and they said, Tommy, said, come on, get in the car. We'll go down to Triple H Drive-In. We'll get us a hot dog and said, you can get you a Coke. Well, that sounded pretty good, didn't it? God gave me the dream and told me, don't you get in the car with them. I feel Him here today. I think it's time to pull away from sin. I don't want in it. I'd rather pull away. I'd rather be with God. Raise your hand and love Him. Thank you, Lord. Holy God, holy God. I tell you, God's real. He's real. Listen, the Lord knows when you're serious enough to say, Lord, I love you and I'm going to stay with you. Holy, holy God. I don't have to worry now. Not at all. When I lay my head upon my pillow with the night, I know I've got a better place to go to. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoso believeth in Him shall have everlasting life. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, to get out of one place, to go to another, you got to come out. Come out of the way that you're living. God's drawing people. Let's ask the patriarch Abraham. Abraham, does it pay to step out and obey God? You see, many years before Israel ever went down into Egypt, a type of this evil world, to become slaves, God appeared to Abraham and made him a promise. I'm going to give you a land flowing with milk and honey called Canaan. It's the promised land, Abraham. But you got to come out of the idol-worshipping land of Ur. Abraham, you must leave your father's house and his idols behind you. And if you do that, I will make your name great. Your household will be blessed after you. I will bless your seed after you, Abraham, and you'll become the father of faith and a friend of God. How many's ever had the Lord to make you a promise in the house? Has He ever made you a promise? Oh, Lord, glory. Hey, Lord, can I tell you, God's word and His promises are still active and they're true today. Jesus said, Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. All you got to do is believe and act on it, and you will see God's blessings in your life. To be in God's favor and have His blessings in your life means everything in this world. Woo! If God makes you a promise, He'll fulfill His end of it and bring it to pass if we'll take it to heart and obey Him. The Lord will bring you to that desired place that He wants you to be. For you see, the Lord not only wants to bless you, but He wants to use you to be a blessing to others. Oh, Abraham. I mean, he's glad Abraham came out. Woo! we wouldn't have Israel. We wouldn't have the Jews. We wouldn't have Jesus born, hallelujah, through Mary, his mother, and God being his father. He came through that bloodline. Had not Abraham obeyed the Lord. And I tell you, daddies and mommies that step out and obey the Lord, the blessing will come on the children too.
Yeah.
Woo. Holy God, holy God. God's wanting you in a better place, in a better condition. But you just got to come out and come to him. Do you know what that 75-year-old Abraham did? Listen to this. Do you know what he did when God called him? He packed up and started his journey toward the promised land. Did Abraham believe God?
Yes.
Was he determined to leave it all behind, all the idols of the world behind him, and go all the way with God? Yes. The Lord made such an impression on him that was so strong that he told his wife Sarah, "Sarah, I'm not content to stay here any longer around all these idols and the sin that's in this land. It's all around me. Sarah, I'm just not happy here living like this among all the evil. I'm just not happy here anymore around these idolatrous people. Sarah, let's load our wagons." They packed up and pulled out on an 1,100-mile journey to Canaan. 1,100-mile journey. That showed a longing in Abraham's heart to get the blessing of God. That showed his faith and his commitment. Can I say here today, oh, that the Holy Ghost, Spirit of God, would stir our hearts and make it so real to us that we would rise up and go with God and leave the world and its sin behind us. How many's glad here today? I heard the voice of God calling. I felt his spirit growing. God made me a promise. He would take me to a better place. I'm glad that I followed him and obeyed him. Hallelujah, raise your little hand. I'm so glad I came out. That's the best decision I ever made in my whole life. Can I tell you today, you can live it. You can have God's blessing. You can be saved. You can have the joy of God's salvation. You can have eternal life. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is that eternal life. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, that God would just make it so real to people and open it up to where they could see it. That they would rise up and say, God, I'll go with you. Listen now. The Bible said Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. How many here today wants to be righteous?
Yes.
In right standing with God?
Yes, amen.
Holy Lord.
Yes.
How many wants his favor and his blessing?
Amen.
He will prosper. Me too. you'll prosper my journey too. If I step out and I obey, Willie, you better believe he will. He knows when you love him. Abraham's journey by no means was easy. Just picture it now. It took sacrifice as this man pressed on. No doubt, it took several months for Abraham to make that long and hard jolting journey on a rough riding wagon through the heat and through the cold. This man traveled through deserts. He bounced over rough terrain. Did he get tired? Did you get weary, Abraham? Yes, I did. Can we say, dear Jesus, I want you more than anything. You lead me and I will follow. I want somebody to read for me here today, Hebrews 11, 8 through 10. While they're turning, how many has got your mind made up that you want to go to God's beautiful heaven?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Got my mind made up. That's right. You don't want one thing to hold you back. You don't want anything to stand in your way to hinder you. You're willing to turn loose and to follow the Lord and go all the way.
By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed.
He did what?
He obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Read that verse 10 again.
For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Thank you, Lord. Holy. What are you looking for, Abraham? I'm looking for a city. How many here today, you're looking for a better place? A city called glory. Thank you, Lord. Where Jesus is the light, where the walls are jasper, the gates are pearl. The saints who go there walk on a street of purest gold.
Yes.
A river of life runs through it. It's one eternal day there, for no night ever comes. And everybody is happy over there. Thank God I came out of Egypt, that old world, and I left it behind. I'm headed for that heavenly country, bright and fair. There'll be no pain and no sorrow there.
Yes.
Holy Lord.
Yes.
Isaiah, God spoke through him in 1:19, Isaiah 1:19. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. I got happy about typing this yesterday, thinking what the Lord brought me out of and what he has given me. Oh, thank you, Lord, the blessed hope inside. Can I tell you, as my fingers tight, I, Tommy Romans, have never been sorry that I came out of this old world to follow Jesus.
Amen.
Never been sorry. It was the best decision that I ever had and ever made in my life. He brought me out of a horrible pit, out of darkness into his marvelous light. I found that night his word to be true. As soon as I came to him and left the world of sin, listen, and I stepped my foot into his kingdom, he gave me joy and he gave me peace. God is the misery and the hopelessness. God was my many sins washed away in the blood of the Lamb. How many's glad you came out, you left this old world, you traded it for God's good salvation in heaven. Let's just raise our hands and say, I love you, Lord. I love you. Oh, what a promise. Oh, Lord. All the promises of God are yea and amen. They're true. Thank you, Lord. Never have I been sorry. Oh, hallelujah. He's been my helper, my leader, and my guide. Listen to me today as we get ready to close. If there was ever a time to come out from the influences of this old world's ungodly system, to come out of its lustful vices of entertainment, that's pulling people's minds away from the Lord and what's holy and pure. If there's ever a time to come out of that place and come into God, it's now. Oh Lord, our society is corrupt to the core. People's minds and their thoughts are ungodly continually. We now live in an adulterous generation. It's a perverted society where spirits of sodomy, fornication, and unbridled fleshly lust is defiling many. This is why God had to get Israel out of Egypt. I want my people to be holy. I don't want them polluted. I want them to know me and be clean and righteous. Can you tell a sweet Holy Ghost through Simon Peter? Yes, I can. Wherefore, 1 Peter 1:13, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober, be serious minded, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fasting yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. Thank you, Lord. But as he which hath called you is holy, he's called you. So be ye holy in all manner of conversation, all manner of conduct. What's the Lord saying to us today? I want you to live in a manner that you can show others there is a better way.
Yes.
It's a good way and a joyous way.
Yes.
I'm proud today to be a Christian. I'm proud and thankful to be called out of this world and be different.
Oh, yeah.
To hold up the blood-stained banner and say, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Saved and sanctified I am. Raise your little hand. I'm glad that I'm saved.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm saved.
Yes. Yes.
I'm glad God drew me out and I came to him. Praise be to the Lord.